and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, the Church celebrates the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director for the Center at Merriandale in Ossining, New York. Sister Connie is also the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope, and her preaching today is entitled Radical Discipleship.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed on the third day, be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Then Jesus told his disciples, if any wish to come after me, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. The Gospel of our God. Jesus confronts believers with the radical countercultural cost of discipleship. He is clear when he plainly tells his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, suffer and be killed before raising on the third day. Peter reacts like we might, desiring to protect Jesus. However, Jesus' rebuke to Peter is, get behind me, Satan. The message is clear. Anyone wishing to follow Jesus must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow him. Realizing that trying to save one's earthly life and comfort means losing the true, deeper life that God offers. Jesus teaches that true discipleship requires denial, carrying one's cross, and valuing our soul over worldly gain. Perhaps love, not death, is the ultimate cross we have to bear. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus' loving and Jesus' choosing and our choosing Jesus over all, following and trusting Jesus is like walking in the dark. Ron Rollheiser speaks of this passage as a defining turning point where Jesus redefines discipleship, contrasting worldly power with the radical self-emptying reality of the cross. When Jesus states that whoever loses his life or her life for his sake will find it, perhaps this is an invitation into other-centered love. Other-centered love. True self-realization comes not through self-preservation and pride, but through generative surrender and loving sacrifice for others. We know those who do this, They have been our parents and even strangers. Yes, we know them, those with other-centered love. Let us remember them, learn from them, and pray for such Christ-like love in our hearts. Amen.